I grew up remembering your dad's first hit. You know, I mean, I remember Walk the Line, and he was so cool. You know, from and I was like maybe eight. Anyway, so I, you know, and I kind of followed his career. I've never been a big country person, but I kind of did. So, what was it like for you to, through this documentary, kind of relive all that?
You know, I was a little hesitant to participate in the very beginning because, you know, it is a vulnerable project for me. But once we all agreed to do it and my sisters and I all got on board, and we started unearthing this incredible archive of photos and videos that we all collectively owned, it became this beautiful, kind of passionate piece that we all jumped on board, and my nephew, you know, and his husband are the producers and directors and did a fantastic job. So it was a family project.
So how did this come about?
Well, it was actually the brainchild of my nephew-in-law. You know, he entered into the family and started hearing all these stories about my mother from my sister and just was captivated and kind of bewildered why her story wasn't told. And so he really started digging into, you know, the history and became fascinated. And he really wanted to tell her story. So it was really his idea. And we all felt like it was time. My mother was kind of erased from the picture a long time ago and had a lot of pain around the issue of not being kind of seen in the whole story of my father and his children and her being the mother of us. And so it was a really nice, timely thing for us to be a part of and recognize that my mother existed. Not only did she exist, but she was a huge, beautiful part of our lives. And so it was time that her story was told.
You know, I thought I really liked the movie. I was, you know, they the producers sent me three or four invites to look at it. And since COVID has happened, you know, I get six documentary invites to screen a day. I mean, they're just coming out of the woodwork because, you know, now's a good time for them to kind of push this kind of stuff because nothing's happening in theaters. So I said, yeah, I mean, who cares, you know? But then when I was contacted, I watched the movie. I loved the movie. Your mom was incredible. And the whole story was incredible.
Yeah, she was a beautiful woman. And she was, you know, I for one reason or another, I guess she wasn't valued in the public eye because she wasn't part of the whole, you know, platform and the stage and the whole story of Johnny and June. And I don't know, it was kind of a hurtful thing for my mother to not really have the recognition after doing, you know, all the work of raising his kids and their love story, which was a 13-year marriage that was very profound. And my mother was, you know, pretty smitten by my father. And even afterwards, after the divorce, she continued to hold a really special place in her heart for him, for her entire life and his entire life.
Yeah, you know, and I got that out of the documentary, that she was, you know, she didn't really seek the limelight. You know, she was just a private, fairly private person, it seemed. And then all of a sudden all this fame is thrust on her, and I don't think that that's something that she necessarily wanted.
No. I mean, you know, she entered into the relationship with my dad before he became famous, and he, you know, began his career a couple of years into their marriage, or I guess it was a year after their marriage, because Roseanne was a baby, And it was an adjustment, and I think for both of them. But my mother was very private. She was a very social person and very, you know, lively and fun to be around. But being in the spotlight really was not in her plans. And it just kind of happened, and she, you know, she dealt with it the best she could. But it was a challenge for sure.
You got the sense from just the larger than life image that I got of him. I always thought he was a very quiet, private person, that he didn't really seek the limelight. But as I watched the movie, I kind of got a different impression of the kind of person he was. He was, or did I get that wrong?
Well, I mean, he was a country boy at heart, and that never really left his roots. On his time off, we would spend time in nature. And so I would say he was a quiet, private person, but he also was married to his craft, and he couldn't, you know, stop that train, because he was such an artist that it just came, it just was a daily process of writing and performing, and he, you know, that was in his blood. Somewhere along the way, that just kind of became part of who he was. But he was also very private, and I have a lot of memories of us doing very, you know, quiet things together and in nature, fishing and long rides in the creek beds with his Jeep, and singing songs together and eating watermelon on the porch and fireworks and all those things. I mean, those were, that's who he was. That was his, the element of who he was, but he was also an artist. And so the two, I think he balanced it pretty nicely.
What's it like to grow up with a legend, you know, to have a legend as a father?
Well, I mean, that was a question I've gotten a lot in my life, and it's always been a little bit challenging to answer because I didn't have anything to compare it to. By the time I was born, he was well established as an artist. But I think after his death, I was able to really kind of reflect on it in a different way. And I realized how much of a privilege it was to be part of that experience with him, and to tour on the road with him and travel and be exposed to the things that I was exposed to. So, you know, I would say that as a kid, it was fun because we had a lot of experiences, and he was just a fun person to be with. And we had a lot of great times together. But, you know, looking back is when I can really kind of see the big picture of the how that impacted my life, and it was all good. It was good for me.
What did you learn about life from your mom?
I learned to be humble and gracious, and you know, she was always very social. We had so many parties where she was the life of the party, and she laughed a lot. She was incredibly creative in so many areas. So I think I got that from her. I've kind of taken on the creative part of who she was, you know, just craftsy, like making afghans and gardening and painting. And she just was kind of always looking for something to create. And I think I got that from her. And just, I don't know, she was just such a really easy, relaxed person to be around and talk with. And I really miss her. She was a great lady. So I don't know what I got from her. Maybe my caretaking. I do a lot of caretaking, and she did a lot of that. So I take care of my boys a lot as they're adults and don't no longer need that, but it's in my blood.
Yeah, you're a mom, and you never get over that. So what did you learn about life from your dad?
Wow, I learned to appreciate nature, and I learned to fish. I learned to water ski. I learned to have a really good sense of humor, and I don't know. Gosh, I don't know what I've learned. I hope I've learned some of the good traits, because both of my parents had incredible traits and just, you know, amazing people. And I hope I can somehow live up to the legacy that they've left me in some way.
So what did you learn doing this project about yourself? Did you learn anything new about you that you hadn't thought of before?
Well, I did, actually. I learned that being the youngest, I had a different experience, and I think we all four had a really different relationship with my mom, which I always kind of knew, but it was interesting seeing the stories kind of alter a little bit with each one of our experiences. And I think that being the youngest, that I was sheltered a little more than my older sisters, because they have more memories of some of the bad times. You know, when the marriage was breaking up, I was pretty young. I was 6 when they divorced. And I think my older sisters kind of mothered me in a way, too, that they took care of me. And so I guess I learned that I just had a different experience. And, you know, I think I was pretty sheltered from a lot of the pain that was going on. I mean, at hearing their stories, it resonated. Like, I kind of felt like I had some memory of that, even though it wasn't a clear memory. It resonated. Like, I think that's somewhere in my DNA that I remember, you know, the things that they were going through at the time.
Were there stories that you heard during the actually viewing of the movie, and then in collaborating with your sisters, and, you know, what are we going to say? Anything you learned that you didn't know before?
I don't recall hearing anything that I didn't know. I mean, we all had a version of our own story of certain memories, but no, I think I'd heard everything.
And some probably you didn't want to hear. So would you, just, you know, having gone through this, and probably took, I would say your interview took a better part of a day or at least a few hours. Mm-hmm. Would you recommend that people do something like this with, you know, to sit down as kids, sit down as maybe with parents, and put some of this down on video and on tape to save for future generations? Is that something that you think is...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that one of my favorite things about this whole project is that it's all encapsulated into one piece. Like, I can go back and look at all these, you know, videos and photos that are all now in one place, you know, in the film. And a lot of those pictures and the videos I had never seen, or I hadn't seen for a long time. So we all kind of uncovered things through this project that some of us, you know, didn't remember seeing or hadn't seen in a long time. And just putting everything in one place is like a, you know, just a beautiful little piece of artwork there that we can refer back to anytime we want. You know, I gave my dad a book of 365 questions that I purchased somewhere, like in a Hallmark store, and I gave it to him once, and he filled it out and answered all 365 questions and gave it back to me on my birthday the next year. And I published that book, and it's really, you know, things like that have inspired other people to do the same thing with their parents. And I just think it's really important to take the time, especially in our day right now, you know, how busy we are with technology and our lives, but just to stop and to really spend time with the people that are still with you and capture some of those memories, I think it's really the thing to do.
There's one thing I loved about the movie about your mom is so much is still there. You know, it was a really beautiful story. I would love to have met your mom.
Oh, she was amazing. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. I wish so much that she could see, you know, this tribute is how I look at this film, to her, because I think she would be so honored. And what you say about the, you know, taking the time to be with people and kind of really, you know, hear their story and document it. I think it's really important to do that. I had visited my dad 2 months before he died, and it was just he and I in his house. And at that time, he'd lost his eyesight. You know, he was failing pretty quickly, and I took my tape recorder and I taped some time with him. Really special time where he was teaching me songs on the guitar, and he had no idea I was recording it because he lost his eyesight. But I just had to have some, you know, a little encapsulate this time with him that was so dear. But I'm so grateful I did that, and you know, that's one of my treasures.
You know, there were several things in the movie that pissed me off. And, you know, I mean, because, you know, I mean, it's the whole June Carter thing, you know, which nobody knew that. None of us knew that. Well, I have the 6 kids and, you know, and I'm just going, really? You know, because when you know the story, you're going, really? She hasn't done anything. Anyway, but the thing that pissed me off was when Rodney Crowell got up and pointed out your mom and the network cut it.
I know.
You know, how...
Heartbreaking.
I can't fathom the mind of a producer who is that insensitive that they would cut that. You know, this is the mother of his children.
Well, right. You know? And even at the tribute show, people were, you know, praising June. People didn't know, and that's the thing, is for some reason they just wanted to erase that history of my mother being part of any of it. I don't understand it, and I saw my mom really struggle with that many times. Yeah. You know, she would always watch my dad when dad came on TV, and I remember thinking that's pretty unusual, you know, he was the father of her children, and he was the love of her life. And whenever June was on and said, "We have 6 children," it would just crush my mother.
Yeah.
You know, that was hard to hear, and that's, I understand that. That would be a hard thing to hear as a mother.
I'm not sure I would have been as nice about it as your mom. Sad. There were a couple of other things I found sad. The whole thing, like the movie, Walk the Line. You know, I watched the movie, and first of all, I didn't like the movie all that well. I thought his performance as your dad was incredible, but you know, I mean, your mom was much nicer than the movie portrayed her, and it.
Well, she never agreed to it. She never signed any contract. She did not want anything to do with it, and she, I think, she knew of how she was going to come across.
Yeah.
Because she had been so erased. And she died before it came out. And as Roseanne, you know, made a remark in the movie, I think she did choose to leave before it came out because she couldn't have taken it, you know.
But
I've never seen Walk the Line, and I don't care to see it. I don't want to see, you know, I don't want to see my family portrayed, you know, by characters. It's just not really something I'm interested in seeing. And I know there's a lot of drama, and I'd rather, you know, stick with my truth, which is my experiences. And mom wouldn't have been able to handle that. That would have been just too hard for her. And by the grace of God, I guess she didn't have to.
Yeah. I fell in love with your sisters and you. You're really neat people.
Thank you.
You know something, and the great thing is you turned out to be really nice people. You know,
think that's one thing that my both of my parents were very grounded, and I think that we got that from them, which is, you know, that's probably one of the most beautiful things that I've been able to take away from my parents, is they were both really grounded, real people, you know. So I'm grateful.